Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Graeme Smith is back in studio for another deep dive into some aspect of music. And today, my friends, we are talking about mega mixes. So, Graeme, why the hell are we talking about mega mixes?
Well, it's an excuse to talk about mega mixes because they're fantastic. But last week, we were asking the listeners for their favourite boy bands because Louis Walsh unveiled his new project, Next in Line. Five young lads, who are going to be the next Westlife or Boyzone. And also members of Girls Aloud during the week, they announced they're going to be doing a gala ball in honour of the late Sarah Harding, who passed away last year from breast cancer. So that's going to be taking place in October. So I got thinking about boy bands and girl bands and what's the best thing about them. And it's mega mixes because all the great songs in one song.
Okay, so just explain for those who don't know, what the hell are mega mixes and where did they come from?
Okay, so it's basically like a load of different songs all remixed into one song. So it could be like greatest hits of Girls Aloud. So you have like 15 songs, they're all in like a 7-minute track. But where it came from in the first place was in the 80s. Some lad was in a record store and he was this big music buff. And then he was like, what the hell is this? How savage is that?
That is savage.
And now, like, this is like, what, 30, 40 years later. And so that kind of thing is like, oh yeah, it's grand. They're just mixing songs. Back then, it just was not heard of at all. So your man heard that and he said, what is this? And the guy in the shop was like, oh, I don't know, some bootleg white label thing. Some, I don't know, we can't sell it because it's illegal. And he said, okay, I'm going to do this and make it legal. So what he did was he went back to his music mates and they were like, let's do this 20-minute mix that you just put on. It has all the best songs. And people are like, oh, I don't even need to change my records because all the great records are on one thing.
You just tell me you're doing a whole segment. These are just longer songs.
They're basically longer songs containing the best tracks ever. So they created Stars on 45. Can you remember Stars on 45?
Nope. So let's have a listen. Okay. I know what it is, but I never know why it existed. So how are people, who's making money out of these?
So the lads just got people to make covers of massive ABBA songs, massive Beatles songs, big hits from the 80s, and then they put them all into this mega mix. Because if you do a cover, you don't have to pay loads of royalties. You only have to pay one small little fraction. Whereas if they tried to get to the rights of all them, they wouldn't make any cash out of it.
Okay, so where are they popular? Is this a thing like in coppers and weddings? And where are they still a thing?
They're still a thing. They're a massive thing. So we're going to talk about the biggest ones ever.
Okay.
But I suppose, like, we had the Jive Bunny. Can you remember the Jive Bunny from 1989?
Nope.
Well, he had three number ones.
Oh, the Jive Bunny, yes!
The Jive Bunny.
Yes!
But the next year, so that didn't really endure for that long. So my kind of age group wouldn't be into the Jive Bunny. But we are into the Grease Mega Mix, which was released in 1990, and it's still fantastic.
Let's have a listen.
Well, this car is automatic, systematic, hydromatic. Why the Grease Lightning?
Savage, isn't it?
It is savage. But what about the more modern artists?
Yeah, so people are like, they're still doing it now. Like we had the likes of Madonna back in the day and George Michael, Shakira, Pussycat Dolls, Avicii, Katy Perry. They've all done one, whether it's for singles from an album, it's a greatest hits type thing.
Okay.
And there's also a lot of unofficial ones. So like in the early 2000s, when software was getting cheaper, computers are getting cheaper, people were like, oh, I can make all these myself. And probably the biggest one, it has millions, if not billions of views on YouTube, is a lad called DJ Earworm.
Let's have a listen. I know you want pop, you want goddamn rap. You want it. Boom. This year's remix got some phonics. I got fucking electronic club beats. I got your pop music. What the future flow. I finally get what a mega mix is.
Yeah.
I finally get it.
mixing everything together.
Throwing it all together.
Okay,
so grand. So that's what mega mixes are. That's what they've done in the past. That's where it came from. Mm-hmm. But what's the real reason we are here and doing this?
Okay, so we want to find out from our listeners, what is the best boy band or girl band mega mix ever? So I've scoured the Coppers playlist here, Jen.
Okay.
And we have five. Okay,
right.
So at number one, out of the top five, Britney Spears.
Let's have a listen. That's my favourite. That's my favourite.
Already?
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Okay, so are you going to text 51552 for Britney?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you don't like Britney, you might like five.
No, that's my favourite now.
No, that's my favourite.
That's my favourite.
That's
I love
my
that.
Favourite.
Is that your favourite?
That's my favourite. The lads.
And bit of trivia and side note, Fiona Fagan, who styles me on Dancing with the Stars, she used to be a dancer back in the day in London, and she danced in that in the video.
Mad.
I know.
Not surprising, but mad.
Mad. Which video was it now? Because that's a whole, I don't know, I'll have to find out.
If you're getting down, baby.
Okay, so that's your favourite. What else have we got?
We have Girls Aloud.
Woo!
Actually, that's pretty good as well.
Oh, that is really good.
So
I like
so
that.
Far.
This is going to be so hard. I don't know how people are going to decide. So Britney Spears, five, Girls Aloud. We've two more to throw into the mix. What's next?
This is a bit of a curveball, but it is so, so good. The Saturdays.
You're wrecking our heads today. That's another deadly one.
I know. And this one isn't letting up either.
Oh, no. Okay, so last, this is your final choice.
It's Spice Girls.
Here we go. That is... That's whopper. My head is melted now.
It's actually too hard. But yeah, 51552, your favourite out of those five. Mm-hmm. Or you can head to the Instagram page and comment on the latest reel. But after Lottie's Ends News at 11:10, we are going to play out one of those mega mixes.
In full. Oh my God.
In full, Jen.
That means I can eat breakfast or something because they're about 7 minutes long.
Or go to the Jacks.
That is amazing. So to let me go to the Jacks, which mega mix are you going to choose? They're about 7 minutes long. Are you going to go for Britney? Are you going to go for five? That is Graham's favourite. Are we going to go for Girls Aloud? That's number three. Is it going to be the curveball, the Saturdays? Oh, Graham, that's too good.
It's so good.
That is so good. Or finally, your last choice, number five, Spice Girls. Five, one, five, five, two. You have your say. You can head along to our Instagram page and check out our latest reel, and you can comment there which one do you like, and we'll play at the end of the show.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.